This is Make Them Hear You with ideas of how you can have your voice heard before Congress. Here is an important heads up for some of you. Donald Trump is getting his revenge on Republican senators who couldn't repeal without a viable replace healthcare strategy by allowing thousands of the people who voted for him to die. Enrollment for the 2018 Affordable Care Act starts November 1st and now ends December 15th. Trump reduced the advertising funds by 90% to announce when people can enroll. He also cut the enrollment time period in half. It used to extend to January 31st. And he drastically cut by 40% the budget for navigators, those folks you can call to get help if you can't navigate the healthcare websites yourself. So, if you need to sign up for healthcare in 2018, mark your calendar for November 1st and ride it hard, because you may find yourself all alone with a dysfunctional website trying to figure out your health insurance. Be careful, you may be a victim of Trump's vendetta against his own party. Or the whole thing might still be repealed by September 30th, the deadline to repeal Obamacare with only 50 votes. On October 1st, the Senate will need 60 votes to kill Obamacare. A new plan is being offered by Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Bill Cassidy to repeal the Affordable Care Act, and this time John McCain may support it. The Senate rejected four different Obamacare repeal plans in late July. Republicans say the Cassidy-Graham proposal is a way to return power to the states, but it will eliminate subsidies for private insurance and end the Medicaid expansion. The health insurance marketplaces would vanish. The federal government would convert some of that spending into a lump sum payment to states. States could spend this money on providing insurance or use it for high-risk pools. The plan will not be scored by the Congressional Budget Office by the September 30th deadline, and analysts who have studied the Cassidy-Graham bill say it will slash federal funding and result in tens of millions losing coverage. Cassidy-Graham eliminates tax credits for middle-income Americans, the cost-sharing reduction subsidies for low-income Americans, and the Medicaid expansion in 2020. There is no requirement to focus funds on low-income populations. The formula used to divvy up the big pot of money would tilt more funding towards sparsely populated Republican states. Cassidy-Graham would also take the current Medicaid expansion spending from the 30 mostly Democratic states that participate in the program, like Colorado, and divide it up among all 50 states. For a Republican state like Texas, which has not expanded Medicaid, this will be a windfall. But Democratic states like California and Colorado will be drastically disadvantaged, as its Medicaid expansion funds will now go elsewhere. If you're concerned about the Cassidy-Graham repeal-replace proposal, you can share your thoughts with your senators and congressperson. If this bill does not pass and you need private health care in 2018, get on the exchange November 1st, or you may lose out in a big way. This is Chris Moore with Make Them Hear You.